When I was 10 years old, my father, Hevujimana Samson, told me something that stayed in my heart for years. He said, "Son, when a fool is talking, listen very carefully." Listening to a fool is important because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. At that time, I didn't fully understand. I thought, why waste time listening to someone who speaks nonsense? But as I grew older and faced more challenges in life, I began to see the value in what he said. Every voice carries a lesson. Sometimes the lesson is not in what to copy, but in what to avoid. People often speak without thinking. They may talk too much, share false stories, or act without wisdom. But if you listen with a quiet mind, you will notice the mistakes in their words. You will learn what not to say. You will see what brings shame or failure. You will become wiser by watching others fall into traps you can now avoid. Let us return to our Wandan roots before colonial times. Our ancestors gathered in circles under wide trees. They listened to each other with great care. The elders were honored, and the youth were taught not to interrupt. Even if a person spoke foolishly, others would stay quiet, listen, and later reflect. They believed that wisdom comes from patience, silence, and deep thought. Observing the wrong path helped them build the right one. They trained their minds through silence. They built wisdom by comparing good and bad actions, Mukaminana, 2019. Listening to everyone, even a fool, was part of growing up. It was part of learning how to think like a hero, how to lead, and how to live in peace. That is how Rwandans became wise before outside ideas changed their way of life, Kagame, 1972. The power of listening. Listening is more powerful than many people realize. In today's fast-paced world, people often want to speak first, share their opinions quickly, and be heard right away. But when everyone is talking and no one is listening, communication breaks down. Many arguments, misunderstandings, and even conflicts in families, communities, and nations happen because people speak too fast and listen too little. True listening is not just being quiet while someone talks. It is more than staying silent. It is giving your full attention, looking at the person, and trying to understand their feelings, ideas, or pain, even if you do not agree with them. Listening is an important skill that shows care, love, and respect. It is a way of saying, "I see you. I hear you. You matter." The Bible also teaches us the value of listening. In Proverbs chapter 17, verse 28, NIV, it says, "Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue," Biblica 20:11. This means that sometimes being silent and listening can make a person appear wise and understanding. When you listen before you speak, you avoid saying things you might regret later. Good leaders, friends, and family members all know how important it is to listen. Listening can heal broken relationships, calm angry hearts, and open the door to peace. So the next time someone speaks to you, pause, stay quiet, and really listen. It could be the first step toward a better connection and a more peaceful life. Learning what not to do. Sometimes the best lessons in life come not from people who succeed, but from those who fail. Watching someone make mistakes can teach us just as much, if not more, than seeing someone do everything right. When a person is lazy, it shows us why hard work is important. When someone lies, it reminds us that truth builds trust and respect. When someone behaves foolishly, it can open our eyes to what we should avoid in life. This kind of learning is powerful because it teaches us what not to do, helping us make better choices for ourselves. In Rwanda before colonialism, wisdom was passed down through generations in the form of stories, proverbs, and conversations among elders and youth, Delane, 2005. Villagers didn't always learn from the successful or the highly respected. Sometimes, they learned from the village fool. His poor decisions, his laziness, or his lack of respect taught others what was shameful or harmful. Children would be told, "Do not be like him," and they would learn to follow better paths. Elders used these real-life examples to shape the character of the younger generation. This way of learning was important in building strong communities. It helped people think critically and observe the world around them. Instead of only copying good behavior, Rwandans learned to avoid the mistakes of others. This wisdom still applies today. If we are wise, we can continue to learn from both the good and the bad around us and grow stronger from it.